Let's have the Judiciary Committee come to order. It is 1:38 on the afternoon of Monday, March 16th, 2009. We have a quorum to conduct business. Senator McGuire is here, Senator Terrio, myself, Senator French. We have three bills that have been previously been heard, and then we've got two new bills to hear once we've completed committee activity on the first three. But let's begin with SB 72, Salvia Divinorum. The committee heard the bill about a week ago. We took public testimony. We closed public testimony. And I just wanted to let the bill sit for a few days with the committee members to see if there were any additions, thoughts, subtractions, or further comments. Senator McGuire, anything on Salvia?
Nope.
Senator Terry, would you like to make the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just before I do, I do want to let you know that I was contacted by a person from Interior Alaska. I'm not sure if he's in my district or not, that suggested that the way to go really was to make this make it a fine and perhaps put an age limit on the use of the drug, more of a libertarian kind of philosophy. But when I take a look at the current schedule and some of the things that are listed on the schedule, it seems like if we were to adopt that stance, we would also have legislation that would remove things from the schedule. And I certainly don't sense from the public that there's a move to do that. So at this point, I still feel comfortable with what's proposed by the bill. So with that, I would make a motion that we move Senate Bill 52 from committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. Let's we'll just take a moment here while we sign the paperwork. Thank you. We're at ease. Back on the record, and next up is SB 51, window tinting, a bill which we heard a week ago or so as well. We adopted the transportation version. It's before us. We took public testimony and closed public testimony. Any other committee discussion on the bill? Ready for a motion. Senator Wilikowski.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move CS for Senate Bill number 51 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note onto the next committee of referral.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. We'll go at ease again. Back on the record for Senate Bill 96, an act relating to non-payment of child support relating to certain judicial and administrative orders for medical support of a child. We heard the presentation on this bill last week, walked through the definitions and new sections this would add to our statutes. It seemed to me like a pretty good idea to add cash medical support order where necessary to give the state a little more flexibility in dispersing child support to the obligee. Any other committee discussion suggestions on the bill? Hearing and seeing none, is there a motion? Senator Wilikowski.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move CS for Senate Bill number 96 onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. We'll go at ease. Back on the record, and we do have the prime sponsor of SJR 10 with us, let's turn it over to Senator Thomas. Welcome to the committee. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
You know the drill. Put yourself on the record, and we'd like to hear from you about your resolution.
Okay. Senator Joe Thomas, District D, and thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The right to keep and bear arms is one of the rights most cherished by Alaskans, as well as many others in the United States. Our history and culture is tightly bound to our outdoor and sporting heritage. SJR 10 calls for passage of federal legislation that recognizes and protects Alaskans' traditions. Federal passage of the Respecting States' Rights and Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act would establish a nationwide reciprocity agreement for the carrying of concealed firearms. It is a simple bill. Nationwide reciprocity would allow a citizen who is permitted to carry a concealed firearm in their home state to do so in other states with similar laws. Individuals must follow the laws of the host state, including laws concerning specific locations where firearms may not be carried. Additionally, any individual prohibited by federal law from carrying a firearm will continue to be prohibited under the bill. Currently, many states offer reciprocity agreements to other states with similar concealed carry laws. However, these agreements can change or lapse. For instance, North Dakota recently phased out training requirements from the concealed carry licensing process. This resulted in the lapse of several reciprocity agreements between North Dakota and other states. Such shifting agreements can make it difficult for a bearer or bearer of a concealed firearm to keep track of which states offer reciprocity. Provisions in the law ensure that residents of states like Alaska and Vermont, which have unique concealed carry laws, are not prohibited from enjoying the same rights as those residents from states with more common concealed and carry laws. I urge your continued support of the Second Amendment rights of Alaskans and urge your support of this resolution.
And thank you, Senator Thomas. Questions from the committee for the senator? I don't see any from the committee. I do have a question, and that is, just so I understand, and I notice this is the only committee referral for this resolution, so I just want to be a little careful. Right now, is there no uniform rule with respect to carrying concealed from state to state?
Correct. There's no uniform rule. You just have to comply with whatever it is in the other states. I believe this makes that a uniform rule, and that would be what it is, as well as.
And is it the intention of this legislation, this S-371, to set up something like an interstate concealed carry compact to which each state would belong, the way we have done with many other things like extraditions, child support, so forth?
I believe that's correct, yeah. It would allow you to carry a weapon in another state just as your driver's license is good in another state, too. You know, same kind of concept.
Mutual reciprocity.
Reciprocity,
so
exactly.
No bearing whatsoever, I'm going to guess, on the relationship between Alaska and Canada when...
No.
Right. This is strictly state to state.
State to state.
So once we get our weapons to Washington, then we're
right. If you
free to wheel around, but that's right. Still going to be a fairly major impediment.
Right.
Okay.
You operate under the state within which you are in's laws too.
I see.
As far as places you may be precluded from carrying a weapon, whether it's a bar or a church or a school or any of those types of things.
Well, you've got a helpful bill overview and a good good packet. I see the letter from the two U.S. senators. Any other further questions for either Senator Thomas or his able staff? You've impressed us.
Oh, well, good. Good. Senator, thank you.
Thanks for coming down from finance.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it and look forward to moving on and forward. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in the room who would like to testify on SJR 10? Anyone online who'd like to testify about SJR 10? Hearing and seeing no one to testify, I'm going to close public testimony and see if there's committee discussion about the resolution. Looks fairly non-controversial. How about a motion? Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Move that the committee move SJR 10 onto the next committee of referral along with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, the resolution is moved. We'll take yet another at ease. And we are here now for House Joint Resolution 17. I'll note for the record that we have a companion resolution in our committee to the same effect from the Senate side. However, with the House resolution in front of us, we have a vehicle, and we're going to stick with that time-honored tradition. So let's turn now to a representative from Representative Harris's office. Please put yourself on the record and tell us about your idea.
For the record, my name is Pete Fellman, staff of Representative John Harris. House Joint Resolution 17, sponsored by Representative Harris, just basically urges Congress to reject H.R. 45, known as the Blair-Holtz Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act of 2009. Representative Harris feels that H.R. 45 is out of step with the values of Alaskans. This legislation was written by a congressman from the inner city of Chicago. While this type of legislation may be desirable within the inner cities, we really don't feel like it's applicable to our everyday Alaskans. The resolution is pretty self-explanatory. It goes through and you know, defines what the Blair-Holtz Firearm Act is about. However, I could give a brief summary of H.R. 45 if you'd like. Otherwise, I can just take questions from the committee.
Well, let's find out if members want an explanation of 45. I've familiarized myself with it a bit, but maybe other members have not. Questions for Mr. Fowlman about the underlying House legislation, the United States House, that we are proposing to oppose. Looks like folks here are all spooled up on the bill. I will jump in and say at this point, we in my office reviewed this and believe we've come to an agreement with the sponsor about changing one word of the resolution on page 2, line 4. The second whereas clause now states that under the congressional legislation, a firearm owner could be charged with a federal felony based on the actions of a juvenile who might gain access to the firearm. Is that the one we agreed to change?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure I hadn't skipped over one. And we think that's actually going to be a misdemeanor. It's going to be punishable by a year or less, which is a misdemeanor, not a felony. So I'll propose an amendment to change on page 2, line 4, the word felony to misdemeanor. That's amendment number 1 to the resolution. Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment carries. And with that, that brings the resolution back before us.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Terrio.
Question, Pete, in House Judiciary, what modifications did they make there?
Through the chair, Senator Terrio, that would have been line 6.
Which page?
First page, excuse me, where we added the language from the Alaska State Constitution, and we went on to say, shall not be infringed further. The states that individual rights to keep and bear arms shall not be denied or infringed. That was added.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for that. Further committee discussion? Oh, let's check and see if there's anyone else in the room who wants to testify about HJR 17. Hearing and seeing none. Anyone else online? Anyone online who'd like to testify about HJR 17? Again, hearing and seeing none, we'll close public testimony. That brings the resolution back before the committee. Is there committee discussion? Senator Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee substitute for HJR 17 from Judiciary with the accompanying zero fiscal notes.
As amended.
As, yeah.
No, any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, we have moved five bills in 30 minutes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.